to another hour of the program we call What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio talk show in all of the Northern Plains. And we thank you for that, because that means your ears are attuned. Might be to 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, KTGO 1090 Boomin to the Bakken, or KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Wherever you're listening, could be iHeartRadio, could be online, could be lots of places. We appreciate you very much, and thank you for listening to the program we call What's On Your Mind. We call it What's On Your Mind because we want to know. You contribute mightily to the program. We appreciate the dialogue we have with our listeners here. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have this telephone number, 855-200-1776. So you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you call, press 1, leave a message, and it'll get in. In fact, today, at least for the time being here, until Todd Mitchell, who is trying to earn his K-Fire Radio God stripes here today,
hey,
is trying to maneuver things so that we can...
Nobody said phone God, just for the record.
Okay, all right, anyway. Just a couple of phone glitches which allow us, for now, to take your calls off the air. So we're going to be joined in just a moment by Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. If you have a specific question for Ron, you can ask it. You just need to call that 855-200-1776 number. Press 1 and leave a message. Hopefully by the end of the program, and if not by the end of the program tomorrow, we'll be back to normal on the telephones, and you can get something to say, call us, and have a choice of leaving a message or chatting with us live. So anyway, just a little inside baseball that we're wrestling with today on the program we call What's On Your Mind. All right, without any further ado, we welcome to the program the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great.
Well, good. Now that we have your microphone on, I'm doing great.
I'm doing great, but I have learned since I got here today that the snow is Todd's fault, because he predicted snow on the week of his wedding. So if you got complaints about the snow,
yes,
there you go.
Very good point.
That's true.
Fix the phones and fix the weather, Todd. Thank you.
I started to wonder, should I even go through with this thing on Saturday? What else is going to happen?
You got a wool line tux ready to go for the weekend or what? Man alive. No fun at all. But anyway, it is a big week for Todd. Big week. And guess where he's honeymooning, Ron? Cancun.
Where it should not snow.
Yeah, how about that? Unbelievable. Anyway, let's talk here today. First of all, we haven't done this. I guess I just assume folks know what the North Dakota Petroleum Council is, but I refer to it as the voice of the industry. But explain what you do day in and day out, you and your team at the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
The Petroleum Council is essentially the trade association for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, formed in 1952, by the way, shortly after oil was discovered. The industry discovered they needed a voice, they needed representation, they needed an education arm, and those are the things that we do. We have over 500 members, companies that are involved in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, so, we've really tried to be focused on being part of the solution. I think that through our oil can program and through our other activities, that we've always had lots of education programs, that we've really tried to step up our efforts to be part of the solution. Since we're at the tip of the spear of this world oil shale as it's being developed across the America and eventually across the world, we're at the tip of the spear right here in North Dakota. And we've got, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out we've got challenges every day, because there is just so much activity happening in terms of what's new. And every time you fix something over here, three unanticipated reactions happen over here. And the good news is that we're dealing with issues typically that are vastly different than they were a year ago, that they were 6 months ago, because new things keep coming up. So, but the great news also is that people not only from North Dakota are really starting to engage in the entrepreneurial spirit of finding solutions to these things. People from across the world, and our Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is a great representation of that, as people flock here from all over the country and all over the world with their ideas, their business opportunities. But more and more North Dakotans every day are getting involved in the energy industry and looking at entrepreneurial ways, looking at business opportunities, and not just oil and gas related, but it's the affiliated businesses now that are springing up. As you start to see retail in Williston spring up, you start to see retail in Dickinson, Watford City. Hopefully, is going to have retail soon. I think you're headed out there this week. You'll see. Having a big grocery store, having big truck stops, those things have really helped take a little bit of the little bit of the element of craziness out of the air out there. And I think it's going to hopefully continue to get better as you get that infrastructure. This summer, though, is going to be wild because every day or week like this that we lose a week of construction work, it tightens that period in which we can do all this construction. We've got bypasses going around all those communities. We've got lots of pipelines going in place. You've got lots of activity that now is getting compressed into a time frame, which is a challenge that they don't have in Texas that we have here.
Yeah, our weather is a factor, no question about it, in many ways, and we sometimes don't realize that from the perspective of the industry and the impacts from it, but it certainly is. 855-200-1776, press 1, and your questions or comments, welcome for Ron Ness. So speaking of solutions, flaring has been in the news recently with the Industrial Commission dealing with this, and some individuals came before the Industrial Commission and said, I think the answer to the flaring problem is to just slow oil production down. And so the slowdown debate sort of reemerged. We spent some time on Friday, a lot of calls from a lot of listeners, and I would say a minority of folks are rather adamant that slowing things down is the answer. What do you say to people who say slow it down? Is that even possible?
The first question I would have is, what does that mean? What do you want to slow down? 2 years ago, the number of drilling rigs in the state was 218. Experts predicted we're going to 300 drilling rigs. Well, didn't happen. We went back to about 180. Now we've been at about 180 to 190 drilling rigs for 2 years. In addition to that, you now have multi-well pads. So instead of a drilling rig drilling a well and then moving 15 or 18 or 7 miles to drill another well, they just skid them over. The technology of these drilling rigs has changed, so you're doing pad drilling. So on that one pad, you might be drilling 4, 8, 10, or 12 wells. And then moving over a mile and doing it again and again and again. So the industry itself, I think, has slowed down through efficiency. You have to get more efficient in order to compete in the Bakken. You have to reduce your truck movements. You have to reduce all of those activities because those things represent costs along with everything else. Now you've got more working rigs on, more working wells on the ground, which of course you can see in some of the hiring. We're going through that transition phase now where the companies are starting to hire more permanent employees in those communities, which means they need more housing, that need to live within an hour of that oil well because it's like a $10 million storefront that you've opened up. But it's all of the construction and all of the housing and the apartments and the roads and the pipelines, all of that critical infrastructure that we really need that kind of makes it a frenetic pace. But when you look at it, do you want to slow that down? Does that just extend the period in which we go through these challenges? Or do you want to encourage? You know, we hear about more money for the West. We all want more money for the West. Well, what's that mean? That means more construction activity now, because I think those communities want it now. We want it now. You want more schools. You want more of all of those things are needed because you get more people eventually moving in because we're transitioning from a workforce that really travels around the world wherever drilling rigs are to a workforce that lives and works in those areas and operates those oil wells every day and operates that gas station and operates that, you know, the facility manager for that school or that retail business. When you're in Western North Dakota, and again, people that complain need to go out and take their own drive out and make their own observations. You know, everybody's got opinions. You see opinions both ways in the media, from me and from others. You need to take a day trip. There are people coming from all over the world to tour the Bakken.
Just observe it. Yeah.
Just to tour. We saw last week there's a company now, a former a truck driver in Watford City, out of Wahpeton, started a tour business. Minot company doing a tour business for the Bakken. I remember at one point people laughed about Bakken tours. Who would want to go tour something like that? Let me tell you, people from all over the world are coming. We've got a summer full of people again. But North Dakotans need to make that trip. Take your day trip, spend a day at a hotel, go to Medora this summer, enjoy the state because the roads are safe. The roads are getting better every day. The hotels are available, you know, so great food options coming into place now. So I think the communities, and you need to talk to the people in Watford City and Williston and the mayor of Williston and the mayor of those communities to see what they think slow down would mean for them, because I think it would mean bad things for those communities.
One of the arguments you hear from folks is, well, the oil's not going anywhere, so it'll stay in the ground. And when you press them a little bit on slowing down, what do you mean? Well, just hold off on production for a bit till the rest of this stuff catches up. I mean, is that from an industry perspective, what is that argument?
mean to you?
Well, in any business, if you're not growing, you're dying. And I don't think your shareholders, your investors, and remember, there are many different investors in all of these oil and gas operations. And whether, you know, it doesn't mean whether it's one of those 110 businesses in Grand Forks, North Dakota, do you think they want to slow down? Do you think the employees coming here from all over? So which 5,000 employees, you know, or which business should slow down as a result of that? That's not the way the business, you attract business investment, you attract that critical infrastructure. So, and it's just not that easy. You want to slow down the oil well on my property, or should we do it on Todd's? Because I bet Todd's got an opinion, and trust me, that is the opinion of mineral owners and royalty owners and investors.
More with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council after the break. Your call is welcome. Don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Amanda Bothell here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.4477, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Telephone number is 855-200-1776 today. When you call, press extension number 1 to leave a message, or 2 to chat with us on the air, which we believe now works. How about that? Here's one that came in during the break.
Hello, I'd like to leave a message for Ron Ness. I have Scorio for sale in Dunn County, and my telephone number is 701-690-8712, and thank you.
All right. There's somebody putting in a free plug to sell a little Scorio. Do you get calls like that a lot, Ron?
Scott, this is exactly the type of calls that we are seeing from across North Dakota with not only with things like this, that I've got this for sale or that for sale, but it's ideas. It's how do I, the entrepreneurial spirit of North Dakota, whether you've got thriving agriculture, you've got thriving energy, that spirit is coming alive. And as you get more, I think North Dakota was actually kind of the last to feel that because we were more timid about the boom bust cycle. And as you've looked at, the incredible, resource that we have and as we've talked about the length of period of time that it's going to take to extract this resource and the fact that with the best technology we have today out of every 100 barrels, we leave 92 or 94 in the ground, so the great minds of the future are going to be trying to figure out how do you get another 1%, because it's about 1.5 billion barrels of oil if I can get 1% more recovery rate off these wells. So and it doesn't matter whether it's that or whether it's flaring solutions or whether it's figuring out what to do with drill cuttings and a waste. Obviously, our rules and regulations have to evolve as we continue to learn from this. But this is a science project in my mind. We are in a world-changing science project, and we're the leaders of it.
So if you're looking for that score from that caller, 701-690-8712. Commerce at Work, which is, I'm amazed, in Minnesota, where you have actually, debates about, well, wait a minute, we're going to get in between a willing buyer and a willing seller on selling it because we don't like the industry. Those are things that are going on in Minnesota, but they're lost, right?
Minnesota doesn't want to sell their frac sand. I will guarantee you that the industry will find frac sand. They'll buy it from someplace else. South Dakota was very disappointed when you saw their study a few weeks ago that their sand's not right to sell for the type of sand we need. So, absolutely. I bet if that frac sand was being sold for a beach, which is just like beach sand, it's very round and small like beach sand. I bet if it was selling for beaches, you wouldn't be having that problem in southeastern Minnesota.
The other thing we should probably bring out of the news last week before the Industrial Commission, that the whole debate over the what-ifs on flaring were after you go through these set of rules to say that you have X amount of time to be able to, once the permit starts, to actually capture the flare. And you miss that, then what happens, right? I mean, and so when we're dealing with, ending a permit, you're really dealing with the folks that didn't meet a particular deadline, correct?
The flaring hearing last week by the Department of Mineral Resources was essentially what's going to happen if you're in the penalty box in regards to flaring.
And what is the penalty box?
The penalty box is the Industrial Commission has kind of determined here are going to be the parameters on what we set for flaring going forward starting June 1. You have to do this gas capture plan. You have to do this. Now, if you don't do those things and you don't meet your targets, you don't submit your plans, you're going in the penalty box. So it was 7.5 hours of testimony about what's going to happen in the penalty box. And, of course, every operator and every producer in the industry is unique, and they all have their own business circumstances, and each well is different, each area is different. And our recommendation to the Department of Mineral Resources is just maintain your flexibility so you can work with each operator to determine how you're going to drive down that flaring and their operation as a whole. One-size-fits-all type of plan isn't necessarily going to work. If you work with each operator, this is going to be all new. Currently, you don't really do this until day 366 because you get a year to flare. Now you'll have to do this before you even apply for your permit. So they're going to have the front load of all that information. They're going to know where each operator is at in terms of their flaring percentages and whether they're meeting the target goals, whether they're submitting what they need. And then you work with that individual operator specifically to reduce their flaring. That's the way you address this flaring thing long term.
So in other words, I want to drill. I'm applying for a permit. Coinciding with that request, I've got to say, here's my flaring plan.
Here's when my well is going to be connected. Here's the midstream company that's the gas gatherer I'm working with. The state will be meeting with those midstream companies as well. It's kind of a paradigm shift in how we've thought about flaring in the past. Can be very technical on the one end, but it's really communication. It's really understanding where the capacity is, where my wells are going to be at, and how am I doing overall.
And I think it probably bears repeating, this is sort of a duh to me, but obviously the industry doesn't like the idea of flaring. I mean, in other words, the impetus, the push, the drive for everybody is to solve the problem, right? It's just a matter of time.
You have to continue $1 billion a year for 6 years. This is what we've invested thus far in gas infrastructure.
How much?
$1 billion a year for 6 years. I've already have $1.5 billion committed for the next 2 years of just announced projects.
Just on
they
the
want,
flaring issue.
Just flaring alone. Think about that.
Gathering systems, processing plants.
Pipelines.
Pipelines that works.
Short construction season, a resource that half of our flaring today is from wells that are already connected. The problem is that we've continued to size projects. We've gotten better at producing this Bakken resource. We've outsized those pipelines. So you got to go back in now. You got to lay another line. You got to add compression. You got to build your gas plants bigger. It's really just a function of time and investment. It's also more of a smart drilling plan of where you can look. And I think operators, this is focused at the very top of these companies. Now, I will guarantee you that they've got their eye on this topic. And we're going to see vast improvements in flaring. And the Tioga Gas Plant is coming online. They've got their grand opening 3 weeks from today. That's a big deal.
Another call waiting for our guest, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Others welcome at 855-200-1776. Jim, your question for Ron Ness. Go ahead.
Good morning, North Dakota. This is Jim in Youngstown, Ohio. Mr. Ness, here in Youngstown, we're sitting in about the middle of the Marcellus Utica Shale. And over the past several months, we've had some problems with low-level seismic activity around some of the wells. The ODNR has placed a moratorium on drilling for the temporary time. And have you had that experience in North Dakota, and how have you addressed that?
Jim, we have not had that experience. When you look at the Bakken and you look at where the seismic activity would be related, it is much deeper than that, the platelet shift. And I think the low-level tremors that I'm more familiar with, the Oklahoma thing that could be related with water injection into some of those areas. They're regulatorily, they have addressed that, so I'm not familiar with your Utica type information, but I would consult with the head of your geological survey. They're usually the experts to understand where that's happening and what's happening, but we have certainly not seen that in North Dakota. It's where the Bakken is at and where the platelet shift would be at for these, again, low-level tremors that I've seen in Oklahoma, not an issue here. And in North Dakota, of course, Kathy Nesset is our expert, and that's the person to ask, or our state geologist, Ed Murphy.
Appreciate the call. Thank you for that, Jim. And when we come back, others welcome. By the way, lines are working now, as you can hear. Jim was able to interact with us there, so... nice. Monday, we're back to normal by the last half hour of the show, anyway. So give us a call.
Define normal.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council taking your questions. We'll talk about the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference and the jam-packed, wonderful agenda when we come back, too. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. By the way, if you're used to dialing 800-228-0550, you're in luck. Because you can call that very telephone number now, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. And if you'd like to leave a message, have us play your comment, press 1. If you'd like to chat with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, press 2. Simple as that. We're back on. No more of our little phone glitches. So just wanted to let you know. Nice and easy, 800-228-0550. Here's an emailer. Didn't want to mess with calling. Britton says, what do you make of Baker Hughes' decision to disclose what's in their frack fluid? Is this going to be something other companies will follow suit on? That question for you, Mr. Ness.
The North Dakota law on disclosure of frack fluid information is that companies are required to report their maximum use of any type of chemical additive in their frack fluid. On a website called frackfocus.org, which was developed by the National Underground Water Commission and the Interstate Oil and Gas Compact Commission. And Baker Hughes, it appears that Baker Hughes is going to go a step further. So that would be like saying, you know, in my cookie recipe, I use X amounts of butter. That would be the maximum amount of butter I use. And this, and this. You could use less than that, but you don't give away your exact cookie recipe. That's the North Dakota law, and what I believe we were the second state or third state to adopt that. Wyoming and Texas and in North Dakota, I think, adopted tougher frack disclosure standards, which we supported. And it appears now that Baker Hughes is apparently going to give their exact recipe, and we would support that. We think, you know, these companies, because of the trade secrets and their on their pizza sauce or their cookie recipe, have been reluctant to give that exact cookie recipe because that's how they compete. They tell their customers we're better at getting more oil out of the resource because of this. But it appears that they're kind of taking the lead and disclosing the exact specifics in that frack fluid, and we would support that. And this is, we got out early in North Dakota and did a lot of education on this issue along with the state and really got people to understand that, you know, the concern should be about the wellbore and the integrity of that wellbore as you drill down through and you cement that steel casing into the ground, you cement it through the freshwater zone, and then you come back up and you cement in your next casing level. The integrity of that and how that fluid is handled on the surface is the real risk that I think. You know, putting these diluted amounts of whatever they are, household chemicals that we use every day into 99% sand and water into the frack. By the way, fracking had its 65th anniversary a few Fridays ago here.
It's not new.
65 years. So this is nothing new. It's the ability to take it down 2 miles and out 2 miles effectively, which is new, and isolate it. But You got to be concerned that your regulators understand the Williston Basin, the North Dakota geology. That was the big hubbub about when this started. Should the federal government regulate fracking? Well, the federal regulators don't understand North Dakota's geology, North Dakota's conditions. So state regulators do. Each state needs to have its own set. And I think we're kind of past that now. Now it's been more of the hubbub of is it safe or is it not safe. But that was really never the discussion started by EPA in Washington. So your state regulators have to be extremely knowledgeable and the best at understanding the wellbore integrity. And that's what North Dakota has done with their rules and regulations, really focused on that.
It was sort of answered for me when Jim Cramer from Mad Money on CNBC came out to the Bakken and drank it live on television, right? So
he's quite a guy.
Yeah. He went all out to say, hey, look, this is much ado about nothing. I'll prove it to you. I'll drink some of this frac fluid, you know.
We got a lot bigger issues to focus on, and I think North Dakota's done a pretty good job of focusing on the real issues and the real concerns that we have and the regulations. This has become more of a, you know, anti-fossil fuel versus fossil fuel debate across America.
Williston Basin Petroleum Conference comes to North Dakota every other year. And the last two have obviously been momentous, and this one is huge. And the headliners are well known. Sean Hannity, obviously, from a media standpoint, has become spun up about what, you know, this level of development could do for the economy, which has been kind of fun to watch Sean get schooled up about that. And then you have just some extraordinary, industry leaders, folks from the industry, from Harold Hamm to Lee Tillman and others as well. Matt Rose is coming now, the head of BNSF Railroad. But you really, if you go through every session that's happening, you're not going to find a lineup like this at a conference anywhere. So talk about all the issues that we deal with. If you really want to learn and understand and interact with these folks, what an opportunity folks have just about 20 days away, right?
Scott, I proofread our booklet this weekend, there are over 80 speakers. And all of these breakout sessions, just about alone, could be keynote sessions at any other conference. The sessions are so fantastic, and they go from Williston Basin solutions. You talk about solutions for flaring, solutions for drill cuttings, into regulatory environment sessions. You have PHMSA coming here. You have all of the companies talking about the crude by rail issues. You have Tesoro talking about issues with pipelines. Then you've got the head of the BLM regional office coming. You've got It is just absolutely amazing. Experts in investment. Our investor session is incredible. If you're an investor and looking at investment issues in the Bakken, that lineup, folks, is just, these are keynote type speakers all the way through the lineup. On engineers, geology sessions are phenomenal. My biggest concern is, are we going to have enough room in those breakout rooms at the Civic Center, of course. Lots of great breakout sessions, and just to highlight a few of the new things. Of course, we're still, hoping that if people have extra hotel rooms, they will start releasing them, because hotel rooms has been a challenge again in Bismarck and in the surrounding area. But this year we've added a number of different things. If you're interested in just Sean Hannity, you can go online and get a $25 ticket just to see Sean Hannity at 9:30 to 10:30 on Thursday, May 22nd. Secondly, we're adding two Bakken education sessions at the Ramcota on Tuesday, May 20th, starting at 1:30 till 3 and 3:30 till 5. Those are Bakken education sessions that we've held over 80 of them over the last 6 or 8 years. Free to the public at the Ramcota. We'll be doing lots of advertising in the media before those. But if you want to learn about the Bakken, you want to Kathy Nesset will be there. You want to really learn about the Bakken and get a good grasp of the issues, come to that free Bakken education session. This year we're also inviting all of the fourth graders in the Bismarck Mandan area to come in and tour the trade show that we have. Mandatory North Dakota studies in fourth grade in North Dakota, so it's a great opportunity for them to get out of school. It's a second to last day of school that they're going to be here anyway, so the teachers always like a great field trip.
What's mandated in fourth grade?
North Dakota studies. North Dakota studies are mandated in fourth and eighth grade.
This fits the curriculum.
Well, it does. Yeah. And the sad thing about North Dakota studies is that we don't have a lot of curriculum for fourth graders in North Dakota. And actually, there's a group through Bismarck State College that's working on adding some energy curriculum for fourth graders, because we've got all of this great geography in North Dakota and all this great history and energy, but we don't have a lot of information for our fourth graders to study. So they you know, this is going to be good. So we'll get them here, but that's just a start. We've got the top students in the Fargo STEM project coming, bringing their projects out. We've set up some space for them to come. So, you know, great opportunity to come and get a grasp of what's going on. There's going to be people from all over the world here, but we really encourage North Dakotans to come and spend a day or two at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. It's a very unique, world-class event that this community has done a fabulous job of kind of upping their game in terms of hosting this event, and we're still expecting between 4,000 and 5,000 people to come. But go to WBPCND.org. That's Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, ND.org. So WBPCND.org. Register today. Planning is critical when you start buying 5,000 of everything. You like to know if it's going to be 5,000. So we're trying to get people to register early. But if you're just interested in Sean Hannity, buy the Sean Hannity ticket for $25. The regular registration will cost you $600, which if you look at conferences across the country, you know, typically now they're $950 to $1,350 for the quality of speakers in the event that we have. We have 530 exhibitors. It's going to be like a circus out in the recently completed ready for us Bismarck Civic Center, but yeah, out in the parking lot, it's going to be kind of there's going to be so much activity. We're going to have a lot of great oil field activities and new solutions. Sanford Medical will be there with their mobile medical lab. Those are the types of solutions that we're starting to see. Those are the smart solutions that, North Dakota entrepreneurial spirit is really coming to the forefront with all of these opportunities.
Well, that's what I think is the best opportunity, is obviously the industry is going to be there, going to be well represented. They're going to be listening for the nuances and find out which way we're leaning, one way or the other, and that'll be great and an important part for the industry. But I think the real benefit here is for folks that ultimately can see a wealth of opportunity firsthand, explain, and really have an understanding of how long, you know, this is going to be there. I think one of our biggest obstacles is just this idea that somehow it's going away. And when you hear over and over and over again from experts about the depth of this particular play and about all the investment that's being made, you really get a sense that that's a fear that we ought to lose more and more every day. And what an opportunity, not to take my word for it, anybody else's word for it, but get all the data and just immerse yourself in all that, right?
Well, as you approach 1 million barrels a day, the field itself has a whole new activity level of just continued production. Whatever happens with drilling rigs, you're still producing 1 million barrels a day. You're going to produce that oil. And those are different type of jobs than the drilling rig type of jobs. But, you know, that is a absolutely critical part of looking at this whole issue. The issues, like I said, you know, 4 years ago it was temporary housing. Remember when we had this conference, all the temporary housing people raced in here? If you're in temporary housing, you're a day late and a dollar short. Old issue, we're over that today. We're on to the next issue and the next issue. And that's why these business opportunities, people, this is a business development event now. People come and look at it. How do, you know, where does my niche fit in, or how do I get in on this aspect of the business? So that's what we're going to see. And we certainly hope that people take away an educational point and grow their business as a result of it.
WBPCND.org.
Correct.
Is the website, which stands for Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, North Dakota. Obviously, this is in partnership with the folks in Saskatchewan and goes back and forth every year, and this will by far be the biggest yet.
Yeah, this is the, what are we at, the 22nd, I believe. Better look. I think we're the 22nd Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And this started with the evolution of horizontal drilling. This used to be named the Williston Basin Horizontal Drilling Conference. It was when they started being able to horizontally drill a couple hundred feet. Now we're going 2 or 3 miles.
A game changer for sure. And, of course, still getting single-digit percentages of the oil in the ground out of the ground. So there's another reason to be there and know as that curve continues to grow. Wrap up our final segment. Final conversation, or our conversation with Ron Ness, wrapping up in this next segment. Don't go away on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. A great deal, a very special deal for our listeners now through the end of April. Here's the deal. 50% off, half off any room. 50% off, that's right, half off any spa treatment. 50% off the bowling, private bowling of 2 lanes. You'll have a blast. It's great family fun. We crank up the jukebox. We have a great time every time we go. plus free breakfast each morning of your stay for the entire crew. Your pick of rooms, three-bedroom, two-bedroom, you name it. Just need a king-size big room. There's no such thing as a bad room at Chase on the Lake. They're all fabulous. Here's how you get this offer. Any Sunday through Thursday, now through the end of April, go to chaseonthelake.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. If you'd like, call them. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll walk you through the reservation. 888-CHASE-06. 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fats, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, help you fuel better, specializing in 100% American-made fuels. You can fill up at a location near you, Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon, go up north to Bemidji, down south to Wahpeton. There you go, PetroServe USA location near you. And speaking of filling up, the lunch hour is not far away. How about the 4 for $4 deal? I shouldn't even call it a deal because it's every day, all day, every day, four items for $4. Fresh baked single topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, all yours for $4. 4 for $4, PetroServe USA. We're back in our final segment with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Last chance to ask a question or comment to Ron at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Email question from Wendy. From the industry's perspective, what opportunity most needs to be met? I assume Wendy's talking about, hey, I want to start a business. I want to go out and meet a need in the oil patch. And from the industry perspective, what do you need most? Where can Wendy go to work to serve the industry right now? What do we need?
That's a tough question.
It's a long list, isn't it?
It's a long, hard, list to decipher on what do you want to do. If you're a nurse, look at the opportunities. If you're a physician, look at the opportunities. If you're a welder, look at the opportunities. I've noticed recently a lot of our North Dakota service companies advertising on TV, trying to recruit truck drivers or workers for their service rig companies. Lease operators, I think one thing you'll find in the oil and gas industry, typically, you know, all of your disciplines typically always want to work for the oil producer themselves. So if you're the Continental Resources, the Marathon Oil, the Whiting, the Hess, those companies. So what happens is people go to work for Rough Rider Electric as an electrician, and then Hess has an opening for an electrician in their operations. Typically they will poach the electrician that they like best from Rough Rider Industries.
In the kindest sense of the term poaching, right?
Yeah, well, and that's what...
That's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's really been one of the great things that we've seen. And my encouragement always to people who call and want to go to work is just get in the game. Because the cream of the crop in this type of supply and demand of workforce, you will rise to the top quickly if you're a hard worker and you understand working in either outdoor conditions or in busy conditions we need business students. We're going to see a lot of students graduating from our universities, hopefully, come to work in the oil and gas industry. But it's not just the oil and gas industry. That's the great part. It's the healthcare industry. It's the retail industry. It's the hospitality industry. It's the, you look at what Bobcat is selling, you look at John Deere is selling, all of that infrastructure, all of that building of all of that infrastructure is really being fed, and it's feeding. When you're feeding the system from agriculture and you're feeding the system from energy, you really see the boats all begin to rise across the state, because the two industries really feed off each other. And as we start seeing value-added opportunities on these liquids, we're going to see another game changer in the next several years.
Couple calls waiting. And a couple minutes left, so we'll go quick. First to Dan in the Badlands of South Dakota, listening on K-Fire. Your question, Dan, for Ron Ness.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Very quickly, thank you, Mr. Ness. There are some people out here were kind of curious about South Dakota's prospects for oil and gas exploration and drilling out here. We're in eastern Pennington County, and just want to leave that question open for you. Is there any prospects in South Dakota for oil jobs in the next 10 years? And I'll take my answer off here. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Dan. Good question. I think that the greatest opportunity for oil jobs in South Dakota will be the industries feeding the economic drivers in the Williston Basin. The Bakken has been pretty well defined. You're going to see some exploratory activities in non-Bakken type things in the Spearfish and Bottineau County, a little bit in the Tyler, but those are not Bakken type resources. And that's the world-class Bakken is pretty well defined now. However, we are seeing substantial economic activity down in the Belfouche area, down in the Rapid area, where they're beginning to feed this economic engine that we have in the Bakken and creating secondary business opportunities that are going to feed the Bakken.
Bob and Bismarck for Ron Ness. Go ahead. You're up, Bob.
Just on the average, what, say a person gets a well on their property, what percentage do they get off of the per barrel?
Typically, the leases in the Bakken right now would be 18% or 20%. So out of every 100 barrels, you're going to get 18 barrels or 20 barrels.
All right. Thank you.
There you go. Bob got his answer. How about that? And that's where your mind really try to wrap around that. The amount of the generational wealth, the transformational wealth that's happening. That's people, who are out buying cars and homes and, all kinds of other things. I mean, there's the real game changer. People don't think about that enough. They think of oil companies and what oil companies do. A lot of them reinvest the money back in and drill more. But these folks, enormous opportunity there.
Well, just get out a napkin and do a little math. And as we talked about earlier, if you want to slow down Todd's oil, well, go ahead, but you keep mine going at the same pace. But as that landowner, let's say there's 1,280 acres. Let's say Todd owns half the mineral acres underneath his. Typically, most of the landowners own some mineral acres. At least we want them to. We hope they do. But that has been divested over the decades and generations. But do the math. Let's say you got an oil well doing 500 barrels a day, and say a typical Bakken barrel today is getting $90 a barrel, 500 barrels a day, and then you start putting 4 or 8 of those wells on that, and they're going to decline. But just figure them doing 250. Do the math. Do the
math is right. And WBPCND.org, the website for the Williston Basin Petroleum Council, May 20 through 22. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the time today.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the calls, questions, comments. We'll do it all over again tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Inman. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.